Amen. While you're standing, let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 25. Thank you again for coming. If you're visiting today, we certainly appreciate you visiting. And I do hope and pray you come again and again and again and again. Luke 5, 25. There's a man that's sick of the palsy, laying on his couch, his bed, and he's in front of Jesus. And he immediately rose up before all of them, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the disciples and the audience. And he took up that whereon he lay, his bed, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, listen close, we have seen strange things today. Ooh, we have seen, you ever seen something so strange? Then Peter says in one of his epistles, he said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, thank God for my part, he is glorified. I want to talk to you for a little while this morning from this strange title, if you will. Have you noticed strange things happening? Have you noticed any strange things happening? Lord, I'm thankful for your spirit. And Lord, what I have learned in all these years of living for you, that when your spirit moves, it's never the same. It's never routine. It's never like it was the last time. For it is like the wind that bloweth. And Lord, the Spirit of God will go where it wants to go and perform what it wants to perform. And no man can stop it. For whatever is of God will stand, and whatever is of man shall fail. And Lord, help us to realize the flow of the Spirit when strange things happen in our lives. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Strange things. Things that are so unusual that it's surprising. And not just surprising, it kind of unsettles you. It just unsettles you a little bit as to why. What? I can't figure this out. And I don't know, maybe I'm not preaching to anybody this morning. Maybe somebody will immediately begin to see these strange things, but I have experienced in my life some strange things. Not normal. They weren't man-made. They weren't concocted or thought out. It was just strange. It was not necessarily something that was exceedingly good or something that was exceedingly bad. It was just so strange that I began to wonder. I've told my wife many times, this is strange. It's either God or the devil. I just hadn't figured it out yet. But it's strange that this is happening. And maybe this morning somebody is seeing some strange things in your life. And I want to tell you from the get-go this morning that when God starts moving in a person's life, strange things start happening. Moses just walking around just like he always had before, herding the sheep, seen a bush burn before, and he saw the bush, he walked by, and it kept burning. He said, this is strange. And the Bible says he turned about to see why the bush wasn't consumed. It's supposed to burn up. This is a strange thing. Ooh, I'm already talking to somebody. Strange. And when he got close to the strange thing, a voice came out of the strange thing. Now, what would have happened if he'd have just kept walking? You see, you better pay attention to the strange things that are happening in your life. Because when he approached the strange thing had a voice and it said, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. Ooh, I'm telling you, just telling you makes the hair stand up on the back of my strange thing. And God was calling him through a strange thing. When God calls people, he calls them with a strange thing. It's not going to be somebody tapping you on the shoulder. Hey, I got a word for you from the Lord. No, 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 no. Oh, I had you in prayer last night. And the Lord, no. It's going to be you and God. And it's going to be so strange that it unsettles you and unnerves you. And you begin to wonder, Lord, what is going on in my life? When Jesus came on the scene on earth, he came upon the canvas of clay. He came in a very strange way. Very strange way. It was so strange. Even the patriarchs and the prophets talked about there will come the Son of God. He'll come in flesh, but he'll be born of a virgin. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a strange thing when a virgin can conceive and bring forth a son. It was so strange that when it happened, even Joseph didn't even recognize it. He said, Lord, I'm getting rid of her. She's been two-timing me. That's what she's been doing. And he thought to put her away privately in a just way. And then the angel says, no. This strange thing that's going in, it's of the Lord. I'm trying to tell somebody from the get-go this morning, that strange thing is of the Lord. He's going to get your attention. And so Joseph realized after the angel told him that this strange thing that was happened was the Messiah that was in her. For the Holy Ghost had overshadowed her and she was bringing forth Emmanuel, now God with us. Hallelujah. And before God ever does anything in anybody's life, I've always seen it, strange things begin to happen. Hallelujah. And it's so strange, sometimes you're even afraid to tell somebody. You pick up the phone and start dying, nah, they're not going to believe me. You're afraid to share it because they'll think you're cuckoo. They'll think you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They're like, I can't even share this with anybody. It's so strange. You know what I'm talking about, anybody? Anybody know what I'm talking about? God does never operate in routine ways. It's so strange. Even when Jesus came on the scene, before he came on the scene, he sent out a strange man, a wild man. Now, you would think that he would send out a dignitary that all the scribes and the Pharisees would pay attention to, and they would like, okay, well, we can believe that Christ would come because this nice-dressed guy is going to tell us about the Messiah that's coming. No, a wild man, a guy in a Tarzan suit. He's got on camel's hair. He's eating honey and locusts, a wild, strange diet, and he's out there in the wilderness preaching, and they flock to the strange thing. They wanted to hear what this strange man said. And lo, he was tough. And he would tell them, the axe is laid at the root of every tree. Bring forth fruit, meat for repentance. If you don't, the axe will cut you down. That's a strange thing. And then along comes Christ doing miracles that they couldn't understand. So strange was it. The Bible talks about a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of Israel that comes to Jesus by night. And he says to Jesus, he said, Lord, I just got to talk to you. Anybody to know that he thought maybe they think he is cuckoo. So he goes by night and he finds Jesus. He said, Master, no man can do these things except God be with him. No man can do these strange things you keep doing unless God be with him. What is the deal with this? And Jesus answered him and said, except a man be born again. It was one of them verily, verily times. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he can in no wise see the kingdom of heaven. Ooh, what a strange doctrine. Born again? And he thought on this, and he said, can a man enter to his mother's womb a second time and be born again? My mama don't want to have me twice, I promise you. That's a strange thing to tell me I got to be born again. He said, are you not a ruler of the Jews and of Israel? Cannot understand these things? For the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, and cannot tell from whence it cometh or where it goeth. But so is everyone that's born of the Spirit. Do you understand that? Ooh, he said, how can these things be? It is so strange. Let me tell you, when God begins to work in your life, strange things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Never the ordinary with God. Never just the routine with God. He wants to call disciples, right? So he comes to a boat where Peter and John and James and Andrew was fishing. And he says, "Have you caught anything?" And they said, "No, no, no." He said, "Cast your net on the other side and you shall find." And they said, "You got to be kidding me. You are telling me how to fish?" You see, they use nets at night when you could easily catch fish. You want to catch shrimp and a butterfly? Don't go in the daytime, go at night. And they were catching fish at night, and it was daytime. They were cleaning their nets. The day was over. And Jesus said, "Cast your net on the other side and you shall find." And he said, "Master, we have toiled all night. But nevertheless, at thy word, we will cast our net out." And they cast their net out in the broad open daylight, and all of a sudden the nets break. So much so that they called to their partners. They had so many fish. Strange things were beginning to happen in the life of Peter. "This is strange. My God, we fished all day. Did you see the catch? We've never caught fish like this before." You know it's God when you're going from nothing and toiling all night to more than you can handle. You know it's God. Woo! I got chills telling you about it. Hallelujah. And so when he saw the fish, he said, "Lord, I'm a wicked man. I'm going to follow you." And he immediately left his net. That's a strange thing. He began to follow the strangeness of the flow of the Spirit. And he began to follow Christ as he told him, "You will no longer be fishers of fish, but you will be fishers of men." Hallelujah. And I believe that God is calling some of you today through a strange thing. Hallelujah. Things are happening to you that's never happened to anybody else you know of. Strange things. Jesus turning water into wine even puzzled the governor of the feast. At the end of the feast, he said, "Lord," he said, "y'all save the best stuff till last." He said, "Usually men save the worst till last. So when men are drunk, then they don't know what they're drinking. Then they bring out the cheap stuff." He said, "But you have saved." This puzzles me. This is a strange thing that you would bring the best at the last. It's because Jesus was on the scene. Hallelujah. It's because Jesus was there doing a strange thing. And he looked at the disciples and said, "Shh, don't say a word." But the Bible says, and then his disciples believed on him. Hallelujah. Strange things. They're walking into the city one day, and Jesus sees a fig tree. It's got leaves all over it. And he says, "Oh, I'll go get me some figs." And he goes over there, because where there's a leaf on a fig tree, there should be a fig in the time. You know. And he goes over, there's no figs. And he cursed that tree. And the tree dried up immediately. The next day, they come back out of the city, and they look at that fig tree, and they're going, "John, did you see? Look, that's strange. Lord, all he did was said, 'Henceforth, yield no fruit, and forever.' And look at it. It's dead from the root. This is a strange thing. What manner of man are we dealing with that the winds and the waves obey him? What kind of guy is this that he speaks to trees and they wither? What kind of man is this that he can speak to fish and they go get in the net?" When strange things happening, you need to recognize that God is still in control. Yes, let's clap our hands. Woo, glory to God. And when strange things happen, many times we want to back up. We're fearful and afraid to walk through a strange thing. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't want to get across the Red Sea, the only way to get across was walk through a strange thing. When 1.3 million got ready to cross the Red Sea, they didn't have a ferry. See, God's not going to do things ordinary. I just want you to know, he's not an ordinary God. He's not like the rest of this world. He does things super ordinary. Hallelujah. And so when they got ready to cross the Red Sea, he didn't have ferry boats or drawbridge or, you know. He caused the wind. He talked to the wind. Now, in teaching, a lot of times we'll say Moses stretched out his rods and the water parted. That's not what happened. Moses did stretch out his rod, but he went to his tent after he stretched out his rod. And the Bible says, and the wind blew all night, and the waters parted hither and thither and became a wall. It congealed and became a wall unto them, and they had to walk through a strange thing. Woo, it's hard sometimes to walk through a strange thing. You're afraid you get out there in the middle of it and, so, when they got ready to cross Jordan River, the priest's foot touched the water, and it didn't do like the Red Sea that went hither and thither. The Bible says the flow stopped, and it dried up from there down. And they walked across in a very strange way. My God, he gets them over into the wilderness and they don't have anything to drink. Is it all right if I tell you about a few strange things? Hey, man, they get over there in the wilderness, they got nothing to drink, and they're murmuring and complaining about Moses. And the Lord said, go strike that rock. Now, I don't know many rocks that have water in them, but he said, strike that rock. And he struck that rock and water came out of it. That's a strange thing. Lord, when they had nothing to eat, he rained down manna from heaven. It was so strange, they called it manna, which means, what is it? What is this that the Lord has provided? They didn't even know what to do with it. It was so strange. And sometimes when God does strange things in your life, you don't either. You don't know what to do with these strange things that God's doing. But let me tell you something. God puts things on you in a strange way to change spiritually who you are. The Lord gave Naaman, the captain of the host of Syria, leprosy, not so he could be healed, but so he would change from idolatry to the one true God. He gave him leprosy, couldn't be cured. He goes to Elisha, and Elisha's servant says, go and dip in Jordan 7 times. That's a strange recipe for leprosy. I've never heard. I thought you had some kind of sprinkle dust you was going to put on me and say in the name of Jesus. But you want me to go dip in Jordan? Isn't there cleaner rivers around here than Jordan River? At least if I got a dip, let me dip in some clean water. You want to be well or not? And so when he went and he dipped the 7th time into Jordan, a strange thing happened. Woo, hallelujah. Obedience is the answer to strange things. And when he come up out of the water, his Bible says his skin was like a child's skin. And then he revoked idolatry and said and worshiped the one true God of Elisha. Why did he have the leprosy? To get rid of the idolatry. Strange things. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking to somebody who's going through a strange thing tonight. Oh, this morning, even Pilate's wife had dreams about Christ and said, have nothing to do with him. Strange things. She said, he's a righteous man. Strange things. Perhaps the strangest of all, though, was when Jesus stepped on the scene to be God, to forgive sins, and a God to heal at the same time. And so we find in our text this morning that there are 4 men that are carrying in a bed a man that is sick of the palsy. And they're going because they've heard about Jesus and his miracle-working strange power. And they got their buddy, and when they get to the house, they can't get to the house. Crowd of people. And rather than giving up, they said, let's do a strange thing. I'm not coming back tomorrow. I'm not going to pull a number and wait my turn. I'm going to get on the top of the house. And the Bible says that they climbed on top of the man's house that was having the meeting in and cut a hole. They said they ripped the tiling, the shingles, cut through the plywood, whatever they had, and made a hole big enough to let the couch down. And Jesus is there teaching. I can see stuff is falling, you know. What's going on? This is a strange thing. And they let this man down right in front of Jesus. All the Pharisees are there. They're trying to catch him in something. And he says to the man that was sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee. Ooh, that was a strange thing. That's not what he came for. He came to be, you see, when strange things happen and you think it's for this, but it's not for that. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And boy, when Jesus said that, that's what's going to put him on the cross, as if he was God. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And man, they began to say, oh, who can forgive sins but God? That's right. they're exactly right. They didn't recognize who he was. And so he said, okay, for your benefit, is it harder? It's no harder for the Son of Man to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, than to tell this man to take up his bed and walk. But so you'll know that I have power to forgive sins, take up your bed and walk. And a strange thing happened. The man got up off of the couch. He said, I don't need y'all anymore. Took the bed. He took what was carrying him and carried it. Hallelujah. Woo! God wants you to take charge of what's been taking charge of you. God wants you to take over what's been taking charge of you, what's been dominating you. He wants you to dominate. And he took up his couch and put it on his back and went on. Strange things are happening today. If nothing happens strange in your life, I will tell you this. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. As they come this morning, when that man got up, the Bible says they were all amazed. And they glorified God. And yet they were filled with fear and said, we have seen some strange things today. When God wants to get your attention, my Lord, strange things. If I told you the strange things, you wouldn't believe me that's happened in my life. You wouldn't believe me. Peter writes an epistle and tells us, think it not strange, meaning get used to strange things happening. It still happens to me. There's things going on now that's strange to me. But yet they're not strange to me. But yet they are strange to me. How God works, as the song says, in mysterious ways. He plants his foot on the bottom of the sea and rides out the storm. The winds and the waves obey him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this morning, as you stand, God wants to get your attention. Many times when there's a crowd and they're all talking, a guy will hold this little thing up and say, may I have your attention? May I have? And he's trying to get your attention. God uses strange things to get your attention. Paul is on the road to Damascus. Going to get some more of them Christians. He's having people killed, incarcerated, on his way, papers in his pocket, going to somebody's house. And on the way, a strange thing happened. A light shined down, brighter than the noonday sun, and blinded this man. Why? To change him. He stopped him in his tracks. Why? To change him. And he was so blind that he had to be led to one named Ananias' house. And he said to the Lord, he said, Lord, now listen close. Who art thou? He's blind. Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou? This is strange. I don't know what's going on. Why is this happening to me? Who art thou, Lord? And that voice again said, this is Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard to kick against the strange thing. It's hard to go against the pricks. Go to one named Ananias' house, and there it will be told thee what thou must do. I'm here to tell you, when God puts a strange thing on you, there's always somebody to help you unravel it. There's always somebody God will send you to that says, this is what you must do. And if you don't do it, you stay blind. But when he got to the man's house, Ananias laid his hands on him and prayed for him. Paul received, the Bible says, the Holy Ghost, and they fell as shackles from his eyes. And Paul became a preacher to the Gentiles. As you bow your heads this morning, close your eyes. Hear me this morning. Hear me this morning. I'm telling you from experience, God is calling you through a strange thing. Hallelujah. It didn't just happen to you. It wasn't coincidental. It wasn't anything routine. It was a strange thing that happened. But it is the call of God that's bringing you to answer the call. Hallelujah. As you step out of your pew this morning, I ask you to come to the front to answer the call of the strange thing. Hallelujah. God is calling you. Hallelujah. He's calling you to change you. He's calling you to change you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Strange things. Strange things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.